I wish I was back in high school so I could help fight these people. It was terrible what the ignorance of these people. But that's what you're going to learn about right now. We've got a whole bunch of excellent experts in the subject. Let me introduce our ringleader. It's Greg Newby. He is an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, their School of Information and Library Science. Please give a big hand for Greg Newby and our panelists. Anyone ever download Linux? If you did, you probably downloaded it from MetaLab, which is right next door to my office. So if you've never heard of where I come from. You know what the session is about probably already. These are our high school horror stories. And we do have some distinguished panelists. What we'll do first, maybe we'll start over here, and just introduce yourself very briefly. And what we'll do is let the panelists maybe open up with a couple of individual stories. And we do have the wireless, we're setting up the mic down front, and what we'd like to do, of course, is hear from the audience some of what you have to say. And, of course, what we'd like to do, or one of my goals for this session, is to share. Yes, we're going to do that. But we'd also like to maybe learn something about how we can avoid such horror stories, about how we can deal better with the trouble that we sometimes find ourselves in. Sometimes our fault, sometimes not. So that's what we'll do. Maybe why don't we just go ahead and start. What's that?
Basically, I'm in Squad 403. I'll be here for next year. And I'm in a private school. Basically, it's a little different than the public school system. They're given a lot more leniency with the things they can do away with restricting us. Basically, what I'm going to talk about today.
Okay, graphics, and I go to a junior next year, and I go to a public school, so they can kind of unlink your parents will be able to get away from stuff that you really should be able to.
All right, I'm Peter Free, and I go to public school in New Jersey. I'm going to be a junior next year, and there's real, I want to say, like real idiots who visit that in school who really have no idea what they're doing and they think they do.
I'm Pete, and basically, I was stupid. I got fired. It's just a college accident. Basically, I got a lot of shit in high school, but not anything official. And what I'm going to talk about for as little time as possible is my experiences in college and how it sucks.
Why don't you go ahead and you can just go ahead and start and maybe tell your story. And what I want to do, as I said, is get to the audience, just please your part as well. But let's go ahead and
do that. Right, well, starting out in high school, as I'm sure many of you know, the key to having fun is having the coolest person on your class. And that was luckily the case with me. It was me and a couple of my friends. We only network to make campus work because basically they didn't have to keep it up. And that went well. I was expecting that sort of understanding in college, and that just didn't happen. Basically, on the suspicion of a well-founded suspicion rather of a break-in at a motor computer, they fired me. I had a network administrator job doing nothing. So that sort of sucked to get fired from that, but it's a valuable lesson that basically just be smart. Not an interesting story or a fun story at all, but
did you get disciplinary at college other than being fired?
No official disciplinary action, but being fired was enough for me. Like I said, it was one of the better jobs I've ever had. Because it was a state college, it was a state job. And that's pretty cool in itself. You don't have to do anything to give up, and then you get a lot of information. And,
okay, thanks. Well, why don't we actually, if people have immediate questions, please feel free to jump up and yell them out, or I'll ring you the wireless. But otherwise, I'll hear some
All right. As I said, I go to public school in Northwest New Jersey, so not too far from here. Probably about 65 miles out from the city, right on I-80. There is a gentleman at the school named Gil Musichella. Very nice gentleman, but he has absolutely no idea what he's doing. Basically, he walks around the school, I guess you could say, pulling over kids who think have done things that he doesn't like. And just one time, I was in the computer lab, telnetting. I have a server of my own Linux server on C1 in town nearby, and was telnetting. And he presumed that I was doing something really malicious. So before I know it, it was off. And, of course, the most amusing part of this gentleman's office is the title on his door. He happens to be the vice principal, but on the door it says, high-tech expert, which doesn't say too much about him in the first place. I mean, I don't know why he would put that on his door if he was vice principal. But, so I go into his office, and he says to me, what exactly were you doing? Well, I was doing some various things, you know, playing with the Shoutcast server, doing all kinds of stuff. So, as you guys would know, that's really nothing, you know, nothing big. You know, it's really not a big deal. I wasn't even pinging anybody. I wasn't doing anything stupid. So, of course.
Site.
Sorry, what did you
say?
That's
not using extra sites.
So, Jamie, who happens to be the network administrator, comes in and says, what's the problem? You know, I know this kid fairly well. I know Jamie fairly well. He's a very good guy. He basically made a fool out of Gil Musichella and said to him that, hey, this kid did absolutely nothing wrong. Why do you have him in your office? That's one. Can I quickly do another one? Okay. One time, of course, you guys all know about the DECSS problem with the FDA and all that good stuff. Probably shouldn't talk too much about the case in depth since there's a court case pending, correct?
We're doing our own court case.
Okay. Didn't want to touch anything much.
Now you can touch something,
okay.
No, we're on friends, but we don't need to go in.
Okay. Talking. But I think most people know about it and know that there was a massive flyer campaign. People getting flyers at malls and various things. There are a group of kids in school that basically a computer club. Call it something, the Webmaster Club. Very good group of people. Handing out, basically we're just putting flyers after school. Not many, just on various student bulletin boards. There were no administrators there at the end of the day. So the next day, I get called into Gil Musichella's office, the high-tech expert. And he basically says to me, was this you? Now, what bothered me about it is maybe the point is that he called the whole club into his office and automatically presumed that it was a group of people who knew about computers that did it, which is really what bothered me. It wasn't the fact that I was in his office, that he presumed that it was us, you know, that it wasn't just some kid who just did it. So that's pretty much it. Personally, I think a lot of that kind of stuff happens where people just presume that you do malicious things that you know about computers.
Was there anything besides them really talking with you, or was it just basically after school and that kind of?
No, and the only reason was because I said to him what I just told you, the fact that the only reason you call us into your office, you have no evidence, and I basically questioned him nicely, saying, you have absolutely no reason to have us in your office. It's just presumption.
There's just a couple questions on the next story.
I went to the same high school. He runs the school like a Nazi. Like he tries to not let you get away with anything, but he can't catch you with anything.
Right. He always tries to make up stuff to make it sound worse than it.
Yeah.
You know, worse than
really
the
only idea what he's talking about.
Right. So I think it's like that in a lot of cases, unfortunately.
I'm wondering why he would care at all that you guys are just putting up bulletin, that you're putting up flyers.
I think mainly the the MPA trials it on the news a little bit. Memory of public school, you know, Mitnick being released, all that kind of stuff. Having all that public, the whole hacker computer persona, I guess you could say, is very public right now, and a lot of people are in it. And because it's a public school, it's kind of a sensitive issue. You know, you don't want to even hint that kids are doing any of this stuff in school. So that's why it's kind of touchy. That's my guess. Right, and he's presuming, because it's such in the news, that everybody who knows about computers is a hacker too.
Great.
Well, first thing you have to know about my school, the whole county is running out of the same T1, so we all run the same proxy, which basically means you ping the proxy and crash it. I mean, you can ping it 3 times and it goes down. Well, you have to realize that on this day in school, the proxy was down. I was in the school library. I didn't know if the proxy was down now because in my school, people tend to mess with Netscape preferences. So I'm just basically going through the preferences, checking to make sure the proper proxy has been put in, and a student aide comes over and he starts accusing me of crashing the proxy. He says that he just got word that the proxy went down and they think it came from, you know, one of the schools. And I'm telling him, I'm saying, I opened up Netscape, went to the proxy server settings. How could I have crashed that way? You have to know something about that. He's one of those guys where, I guess he's like your vice principal. Thinks he knows a lot.
He's a ill muscle fellow.
Yeah.
That'll probably be in the dictionary now.
But he'll go on for hours saying how he tried to get, you know, Linux installed, but he couldn't get his factory 2 working right. And his terminology is totally mixed up. And so you can just tell by listening to him, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So he goes to the librarian and tells her that he suspects me of crashing the proxy. So we have, the librarians are pretty much another one of these people. So I get sent down to the office, and I'm in the vice principal's office for about 30 minutes trying to explain to this guy, who is this really nasty homeowner, that you can't crash the proxy server by going through Netscape preferences. And this guy is an agent. So, I mean, I shouldn't have been trying. Luckily, though, I have my data programming teacher. She's been in this for a long time. I mean, she knows assembly, and she's way back when they actually had those punch cards. So luckily, she was in the next office, and she was working on the MP server that keeps all the grades. And she heard them talking. It pretty much hit the walls. It's a pretty bad school. But she just started talking, she came over, and, I mean, presumably, she looked at me, what were you doing? What's in this one, right? And she was, oh, okay. And so she just talked to this guy, explained to him that he didn't do anything wrong. If it hadn't been for her, though, I could have lost all the privileges to all computer classes and computer use for the rest of my high school year. And, of course, this would have been on my public record that I was a malicious computer user. I mean, but luckily, thanks to her, she talked it over to him. I didn't get charged with anything, and I didn't get to spend anything spelling any attention. But actually, we're working on, I used to mess up trying to put my attention to it. Okay, I used to work in an ISP called IXI, and we had this policy. If the server is ours, we can take the password file, we can run it through, you know, John River or whatever, and we can see how fast the password can crack. Well, make sure the server is one of yours. Because if it's not, the logs tend to show things that owner doesn't like. And basically, this also shows just the stupidity that we have, even in an internet service provider. The president of the company, I'm not going to mention his name, because, well, that was what he meant to say. But he doesn't know anything. He used to run a bulletin board system out of his basement, which he didn't even run. They just let somebody use his phone line, basically. But in our community, he's known as like this big computer user. But he does. That's only because he's president of IXI. So basically, the guy that owned the server said, okay, I want this. He didn't know that I was a employee there. He thought I was just a user on the network, on the XP. He said, okay, I want this person's account to me to try to hack my server and get a bad job of it. And so I went gone. Well, you know, since I worked there, I've decided, okay, well, this account's canceled, and he's fired. James, okay, but James, which was my real boss, I had three bosses, but there's a system administrator boss, then there's Mike, who was at president. Recently, James and Mike tried to save my ass and try to keep my job, but Pat being the president, he had all the way over it. So when you get a job, especially in ISP, make sure everybody knows what they're doing, because, and also just make sure right ahead of time that the server that you're working on is yours and not somebody else.
I have some experience there, because I worked for ISP for a while. Also, if you ever get a job in that field, make sure that, especially if it's a small company or even if it's a larger company, and especially if you're younger, make sure that everybody knows what you do at the company. So that if you're doing something, especially because you're young, people don't suspect things, you know, and don't try and get you in trouble. Make sure that people know what your role is. So, I got into trouble with that.
Okay, basically, well, I've been going to my school since middle school, and I'm in there in high school now. And back in middle school, we had a nice little Windows 95 network, you know. No restrictions, pretty much at all. That's not nice, of course, but okay. And basically, this was a nice little network, and started moving on to high school, and the lawyers come in and say, how are you letting all these people just using all these computers without any restrictions? And so what happened a couple of weeks before school, letter gets sent home, and if we're expected to use any of their systems at all, now we have to sign a acceptable use policy in AUP. Basically, you sign this paper that says you're only going to use our computers in this way and you can't do anything else. And so they send that home and make a big deal of it. And so, okay, sign it. And going into school now, and now supposedly we have to watch a presentation on it. And so they make a nice little PowerPoint presentation saying, giving us all the points and going along with that. So we're forced to sit through this presentation. We basically don't understand why, because, of course, if you sign a piece of paper, you already say that you understand it. And so we're sitting through this presentation, and one of the points that comes up is, no hacking allowed. And so we ask for clarification on it, because we didn't see anything about that in the acceptable use policy. And so we keep asking for clarification, and they decide not to give any. They're just like, oh, you should know what hacking is. And we're like, we're sorry, we don't understand the definition. Please elaborate on your idea of hacking, because obviously lots of people have different ideas. And we keep asking about that, and eventually they just decide to throw us out of the presentation, which we're supposedly required to sit through. And that's pretty much where that led to. And instead of their nice little Windows 95 network, they decided that Citrix Thin Terminals would be a lot better. Well, when you're running them off of one server, only about 5 people can sign on at once before the thing crashes. So that's pretty much what they did to their network. Once the lawyers got involved, it went down. You know, Windows 95 is not the best thing, but it's better than a bunch of thin terminals. And that's what it turned into.
If you don't mind, I just want to comment about the acceptable use policy stuff. In a public school, especially in a public school that has, even though I said that the gentleman is sometimes a complete asshole, I didn't say that because he really is. He goes after people that he shouldn't be. He gets the funding that is needed. I'll give him that. There are plenty of computers in the school, and there are plenty. There are not too many, and there are just enough. So it's not like they're overspending. They're spending just enough, which is good. And the problem is that with the acceptable use policy, it's not like you can say, well, I don't like this point. I'm not going to sign it, and I choose not to use computer school. To even get through the high school, in my high school at least, you have to have that computer available to you, especially in classes such as geometry. They do labs in the computer lab that involve a what they call a program called Geometer Sketchpad. It involves, you know, manipulating lines and angles and all kinds of stuff. That's a side point. Bottom line is, if you don't do it, you fail class. So if you hadn't signed your acceptable use policy, you fail geometry. Because you need to use a computer to pass the course. So you have no choice but to sign the agreement. And at no time do they tell you that you're going to have to sign the agreement, you know, because you have to use a computer. So there's kind of a gray area there, and that, I know that kind of disturbed me when I had to sign it my freshman year.
Another thing I wanted to comment on is the AUC says that you should really go and report any, quote, vulnerabilities you find in their network to the IS department. Well, considering, you know, I explored around the network a little and found some, and I went and reported them repeatedly, and they basically just ignore us.
Well, they either ignore you or they say to you, why were you looking at that in the first place? You know, like, one time, to switch the printers in the school, there's a password required. It's a NetWare network. And the password was password. Of course. Which is the default password. And I type this out, and I go tell the IT department, and they're like, why were you looking in there in the first place? And I'm like, I tried it. So there's no use. Even though it says it in the acceptable use terms, to report problems you find, you get crucified when you find a problem. So it's a it's a lose-lose situation. No matter what you do, it's not going to help. So.
What I'd like to invite is questions from the audience. And I think what we're going to do is set up the mic stand right in the middle, and maybe people that would like to tell their own stories and feel like walking down here can do that, or bring me all the questions that you have to the panel as well. But I know we have some people who would like to share their own personal high school sports stories. So when you if you feel brave enough to come down here, otherwise I can pass you the mic.
Well, I have to say that I feel for you. I graduated high school in 1995, so I kind of have an old school perspective, as it were. Speaking as a system administrator, you have to realize that our job is to be a boss and to make your life difficult. Aside from that fact, though, the one suggestion I have to high school students and to you guys in general is, I think something we found out is to find allies. The only way I got through high school back from 91 to 95, back when computers and the internet was all way out there, was to find allies and to find people that you can trust. If you find one person that will believe in you, that's all you need to survive. I did it by finding a yearbook. And a yearbook allowed me to find people that would vouch for me in my time of need to prove that I really knew what I was talking about. So my tip to all those guys and girls out there still in high school is to find the allies, to find the people that you need to survive. That's the only way you're going to do it. You can't do it on your own. You have to make friends.
Well, I agree with the making friends part. I completely agree with you, and you have to know who can help you out at certain times. I completely agree with you there. But do you think it's right for certain system administrators, you know, the administration in the school, and so forth, to presume that you do certain things because you're good working with computers, such as, my parents told me that when they liked Grateful Dead, when they were in high school. And if the generalization is you listened to Grateful Dead, you did certain things. And that was just presumption.
Well,
and do you think that's right?
It's kind of whether the presumption is right or wrong is really, as you'll learn, it doesn't matter. The whole point being, you have no rights until you're 18. As far as everybody else is concerned, you really don't have any rights. Whether that's wrong, it doesn't matter. You still have to fight for those rights, whatever they are, but realize very few people are going to believe them. That's why you need that one person of high esteem to vouch for you. And you can get through all that, because it will be over. Believe me, once you hit college, at least my college experience, which I'm just finishing up, was great. I mean, so just stick it out. It's only 4 years of high school. You can make it. You can make it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same basic topic as he had. You guys are a little bit off. Has anyone ever thought about just following rules? It's a stupid thing to say here. But in the school, there's a lot of guys in high school who think they know about computers and don't know shit. I know personally that I know a lot more than probably the administrator from the government. And the small problem is, they pay for a system, and there's a lot of people in school. Now, which people in school should be able to access things, which people should be able to monitor things? Just because you know doesn't mean you should be able to access it, but you should be able to become a system administrator.
Well, I was just going to say, at no time did I ever edit systems or anything. They were just making presumptions. At no time was I breaking into systems or even attempting to, which is one of my problems. If I was doing things and I was caught in the act, that's a completely different story. My problem with the administrators was the fact that there were presumptions made and were later proved completely false. So if I were for editing things and changing things that I wasn't supposed to be going into, I would agree with you. That just follow the rules. But they tell you to report problems. If you find a problem, report it. No, and there are problems that I didn't even have to investigate to find. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
And I completely agree with you that when it comes to especially public high schools, following the rules is the way to go. I mean, because having a computer in high school in this day and age can depend on it can decide if you graduate or not. You know, just it can be the difference of passing a class and not passing a class. So, I agree with you.
The printer is the only thing I'm talking about specifically. Did you mention something about the printer that just went to change the printer?
Yeah, in NetWare, to change, there's printer routing on the NetWare. And there is a black and white printer and a color printer in the library. And it's a Windows 98 based network with NetWare on top of it, you know what I mean? With a network client, which I think a lot of high schools have that type of system. And I just went to change the printer. I wanted to print the presentation in color. PowerPoint presentation I was going to hand to the teacher because I was absent in color. And when I went to change the printer, it prompted me for a password. And just being the kind of person I am, I tried test the word password, and it happened to work. And I just pointed that out to the guy as, you know, I can't be the only person who tried that. You know, I don't know. It may have been wrong to me to try a password, may have not have been. But my problem was is that in the terms, it said, if you find any problems whatsoever, tell us. Because I think it's the system administrator later said, we didn't see that. But the vice principal said, why the hell were you doing that? So, as I said, what the gentleman said before about the allies is completely true. Just, you have to know who the good people are.
That all makes sense. I was misunderstood about something before. I lost my track of thought.
Sorry about that.
Something good life.
How many
do you
have?
Four people.
I never signed one in high school.
There wasn't something?
They never said I had me. But in college, it says get admitted and there's a certain amount of terms and guidelines you have to fill out. If you choose not to accept those, you don't have to go to school.
Yeah, so basically you sign the AUP or you can't even take the class like your required class.
Hi there. The first person came up and commented on sort of preached the goods of, you know, sort of going through and spitting it out and so on and so forth. And that's definitely a valid point. However, it's not the only way of going about and doing things. His statement earlier that consider 18 that you have no rights, it's 100% true. It's true for every generation. That's the way it works. And then by the time people figure that out, well, they're about 17 and a half. They do their thing, then they go off and be the next generation of people who sort of stomp on you. It's fun. Hell, where I used to work, there was this kid who comes up to me, he's like, I need root. I'm like, fuck you. CEO comes in, he's like, hey, get my friend who I used to camp out in college with root. I'm like, fuck you. There's two ways of going about doing it. The first way is, of course, you know, find your allies, make your friends, blah, 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 blah. You know, if something bad happens, report it, and, you know, be a good little citizen. The second way, of course, is more fun. Find out. All the high school administrators, they got egos. Why do they have egos? Because they're 40, and they're telling a bunch of 17-year-olds what to do. I mean,
they're
trying to do it. Yeah,
it's a power trip.
They hate each other. Find out who hates each other. Keep it handy. When one of them pulls you into their office, bring up the other one. Turn it not into a fight between them and you, but them against themselves. They'll be so busy fighting each other, they'll forget about you.
Or you'll get trampled in the...
Hey, it's a risk. You want to be a revolutionary? Revolutionaries die. Sometimes they live. Here's the way to survive high school politics. The first step, find out what your vulnerabilities are. If your vulnerability is your parent, that's where they're going to hit you. Under doubt. find out what their plan of attack is. If you turn them against themselves, and if you cut off their route to your parents one way or another, what are they going to do? Well, they might kick you out. It's possible. But this is public education. Just if you are obligated to go, they're obligated to teach. So choose your path. The first path is you report the things you find.
Well, also, I think one of the most important things to do is if you get in trouble, don't just be a kid and just sit there and take it. If you know that you didn't do something wrong, don't just sit there. Question it. Say what? And I would say 95% of the time you won't get drilled. You know what I mean? I mean, if you say, what's your evidence? You know, what did I do wrong? They'll answer. And it's what I found is that most of the time, if you didn't do something wrong, they can't answer the question. Which is, as I said, what I was doing.
Well, plus, here's the best part. Now, if you're out and about, pretty much the common advice is if the feds come after you, you know, don't try to fuck with them because they already know they're, you know, they've already got their case. They spent, you know, many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars and many, many months putting it together. High school administrators are not feds. They are stupid, okay? And they're going to assume that you are stupid. If they say, open this up, say no. It all begins with just saying no. Now, they might, depending on where you go to school at or whatnot, they might bring in some real cops. Try saying no again. If they kick your ass, say yes. It hurts. Right here. But, I mean, there's two ways of doing it. If you're going the second way, you know, if you find the vulnerability, don't tell the administration. Don't make yourself a target. It all depends. The easiest way, the second way, is if they come after you for one thing, try and have somebody else create something bigger, but harmless, to pose a distraction. If you're in trouble right now, and they're busy trying to, you know, hang you up because you found a password, which is stupid in the first place, have 10 of your buddies start an underground newspaper that's just wild and makes crazy accusations. You get 10 of your buddies, they had 10 copies to 10 of their buddies. That's a distribution of 1,000, which can occur within 10 minutes. I've done it. It's fun. They'll be so busy trying to figure that out and stuff, they'll forget about you. So, I mean, to sum it up, better than the stupidity of high school administrators, it's what you're fighting against in the first place. Cash in on it.
My question about that is, at what point do you become a politician playing everyone against each other and lose...
Well, what I think he's saying, really doing.
I understand.
What I think he's saying is that you have to do that. You have to play politicians sometimes and question things.
It's called social engineering.
It happens when they make you. Said that is completely right. You have to work the system.
Until they make you a target, you're fine. When they make you a target, then you have to fight back using whatever tools you got. Otherwise, they'll bring you. They're powerful. They got more than you do.
I agree with you.
Gary, you have a couple of comments. I mean, what I want to just to get in very quickly is the stories we heard were not really stories of people breaking in and causing a bunch of problems. There are people curious, skilled, right? You guys, curious, skilled, maybe pushing the boundaries.
And I think that was part of the point of this panel. It's not necessarily that we really did anything wrong. It's the fact that we were falsely accused. That's why it's horror stories. If it were horror stories about doing bad things, we'd have the administrators.
I'm currently going to be a junior in the School of Public Science and System Administration in my school, and absolutely nothing. We run a Windows NT server and NetWare on it with a BBFP web server because we have our own site and everything. Yeah, what I understand is how so many kids come up and ask weird questions of, how do I down the server? How do I down the network? Well, I don't get why. If it's a place of education, why would you want to do that in the first place? Why would you even want to try? I mean, it's a place people can learn. Like, some little innocent girl could be sitting on the network just wanting to type up her stuff so she can print out. Why would you want to down it to all so she can't print it out? And most teachers don't take the excuse of, oh, the network was down or my computer was broken. They don't take it at all. So I want to know for, like, everyone here, why would you even try to play with your school network if it's a place to learn? I mean, I thought being computer using, people would want to educate other people instead of restricting the education others get, right?
I'm trying to down the network. Well, I mean, not much ever said we were trying to, like...
Now, I'm not accusing any of you, but I know, like, there are a lot of these little script kiddies, as what you may want to call, and other little morons that want to down the network. Why would you want to think of
that? I think it's just a product of the media. I mean, they see all these cool hackers on TV, and they're going to take down the servers on our defacing web pages.
Yeah, but
they want to be cool like that.
And before you mention it, they're trying to educate themselves.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but why would you want to go, like, tell a little kid, oh, you take a PBSD server down by, you know, doing
well, that? Well, we don't.
I'm not saying, but I know others in this room probably
will. Well, I can say 100% people are asking.
Well, you're just asking to comment on it, basically.
I've got a little horror story. When he was describing his high school, mine just came to mind. We've got our own Gil. His name's Gary Gagnon. And his little stooge named Tom Grayson, who's the computer science guru in our little school. Anyway, a friend of mine, a guy in the white shirt, FBI back there, we were working together on a final project for our AP Computer Science class, C++. Instead of doing the same old boring things that we've been doing all year, my friend and I decided, hey, let's do something cool. So we decided to do some digging, and we figured out, basically, thanks to Andre Lamas, how to do some DirectX stuff. So we came to this teacher, gave him a big proposal on it. We want to do this, just a little computer game using DirectX and Windows, and I mean, it was going to be a lot of fun. So we finished it, essentially, and we hand him a packet of code. I mean, Microsoft, as we all know, isn't all that efficient. It's probably about 50 pages of code. And he accuses me and my friend of stealing the code, since he didn't understand it. We get in trouble with the office. We get sent down to Gary Gagnon, a.k.a. Gil. And lo and behold, I mean, they have no evidence that we stole it. I mean, we programmed it ourselves. But, you know, since, you know, it was too complicated for our teacher to understand, how could we possibly get it ourselves? So we don't get credit for the final project, and our grades for that class probably suffered severely for it. And it's just another case of ignorance and a high school horror story that really shouldn't be taking place just because people in authority think that they're more intelligent than they actually are.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what a lot of the problems are. I think I said before, it's just people being misinformed. People don't always have to accuse people at all, just being not knowing what you're talking about.
I'm a university professor, and one of the differences between university professors is we like having students who are smarter than us.
I just wanted to comment about what this gentleman said about, you know, why do people do things. Just an observation is, you know, virus writers and people who do BBS scripts, some seem to me like they're a lot of these vandals, but they don't have the nerve to go out and buy the can of spray paint, you know, and tag on the back of 7-Eleven in store 24. So they just sit in their little, you know, dank bedrooms in front of their Windows machines, cranking out code, and, you know, well, I just destroyed someone's life's work. You know, wow. You know, you said, where's the thrill? What, you know, what do you get from that?
MSNBC coverage.
but only if you've got cable.
That's
what I mean. It's just one of those things that, you know, well, you know, if you're going to do something, you're going to destroy something, you know?
Push it up.
You know, for God's sakes, throw the brick to the fucking window. Thank you.
Yeah. I like that one.
I don't know, maybe I represent the truly lazy, right? All these tactics are all good and fine, but what about us who don't really want to deal with it? I mean, even though I'm out of high school, it's like, let's evade it all together. You know what I mean? I don't want to write the tactics for my daily life. You know, I have to deal with the same bullshit, and it's the same people, small-minded, they think they know something, they think they have power, and they really don't. But how do you, my question is, how do you take them out of the equation altogether? Yes, like the tactics.
I don't think you can.
Is there any way to avoid it though,
do you think? Unless you're, you know, living alone.
I think you can try really hard. But, as I said, I was in an innocent club, just a webmaster club.
Oh, yeah.
We were doing a student website, and he just... You couldn't get away from it. You just presumed that because we knew about computers, we were somehow associated.
Right. Well, there is no controversy you create yourself.
And yeah, my point is that we'll be in the club if we want to be in the club. And we had no reason to think that when we joined this club, there would be a problem. So, you see, I'm saying you could have avoided it by not being in the club. But, you know, if you were afraid of getting in trouble all the time, it's, you'd be under your bed in a corner or something.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, is there a way, can all of us live our daily lives and not get harassed? Is there any way, is there any future of that in sight? I know it's something like a real country.
Yeah, you gotta hide under a rock. Especially with all the stuff going on in the media today and things like that. You can't. Because there's so many different sources of media, everybody's misinformed because there's always a different source. So that's, I think that's a large part of it.
Yeah, we have to try to wrap up within about 10 to 15 minutes. We have the people here, one person waiting there, so let's try to have fairly quick comments. Let's try to get that on track.
I just wanted to respond to the case where people were trying to find some adoption form, and while it works in most cases, it didn't really work in Harvard. I went to school, graduated in 1994, we went to a real small town place to school. We had 13 people in my graduating class. We were pretty small. And we were also very, very far behind the technology curve. And finally got some new machines down here to replace the Apple IIs that were still sitting in the back. Of course, the university was really, really behind. And somehow there ended up being a cluster where just about 4 or 5 of us that actually worked computer literacy in the school. And kind of hung out, kind of bonded together. And when these machines came in, we definitely had to go check them out, take a look at them, get permission from the school. They knew who we were. They knew who we were. A little bit technically happy list in there. And the first thing that we found after we installed virus and everything, all infected with Michelangelo, every one of them. So the first thing we did is we turned around and told the staff about it. Nobody seemed to even know what it was. So we went and talked to the people who bought the computers, from. And these people were actually people who maintained, serviced, did everything for the school, the little hometown thing. And they also had the reputation for selling machines that were the cheapest hardware they could possibly find and cutting any corners they possibly could and making lots of mistakes. Case in point, the woman that owned the company destroyed her laptop by plugging the power supply into the keyboard. they were pretty bad. So anyway, we go to these people, we tell them that, hey, all these machines have Michelangelo on them. And we're like, okay, we better go in there and clean them. And we're like, do you guys know what Michelangelo does? No, really, something about writing garbage disk or something? So can we set one of these forward and see what happens and wipe it and reset it back up? Yeah, sure, go ahead. So we went in there, we sat down on one of the machines, and we set the date for it, and it destroyed it, and lo and behold. And then we went through and we cleaned up every other machine in the office, and our understanding was that they were going to come in there and clean that one up later on for us. Well, they didn't do that. They came in and they told the principal that some kids were in there jacking around, and they destroyed one of the machines, that they're going to have to pay money to have them come back in there and fix it up later on. We thought this woman was on our side, and we ended up catching all of the blame for it. We turned around and tried to talk to the principal about it. They didn't want to hear anything from us. They didn't care if we were a bunch of kids. And we ended up, at least until they forgot about it, being restricted from any of the machines in the school, being the only people there that had a clue how to use them. And later on, eventually, they just kind of forgot, and we started digging around and stuff again. But the moral behind the story was, you know, the people that if you're looking for to support you might be the first new statue in the back, because all we did by doing what we did was make them look bad. Turned out that same virus ended up on the boot disk for the people that company had hired and installed a bunch of networking software in the school, and it also ended up on every other machine in the school, for the administration, the grades in the school, and everything. It was everywhere. And it destroyed a lot of data. And we fought the rap against everything.
We really only have time for maybe a couple of 20 or 30 second comments, so please be brief.
Sure.
Just as well. Now, you mentioned that the AUD specifies that you're supposed to report any problems with the network to who?
To either the vice principal, who plays a large part in the systems in the school, or the sysadmin itself.
Okay. Now, the sysadmin is the idiot. You're going to tell the idiot that
they're saying
it. Oh,
they're both
idiots. I understand. But the point is, you want to go one level above that individual, because they're the one that screwed up. So a nice letter to the principal, and I do mean letter, on paper, which you can CC perhaps to the board if you don't get a response from the principal, if you don't get an appointment with the principal, to report this kind of thing. You'll find that the principal will say, well, wait a second. Are you telling me that this person, this company with whom we have a contract and is in our networks, doesn't know what they're doing? I will practically guarantee that you'll be sitting in the principal's office with the company representative or the administrator, and they're going to straighten it out right there. And the principal is going to trust you because you came forward, and the IT guy who doesn't know what's going on, and you can actually prove that he's a moron, is going to sit there and go, That would look like a lot of interesting things can happen. You merge if you work for an ISP. How would you like to get the contract for the district to run the service to the school for the rest of the year, or perhaps years from there? Wind up making yourself some money. Become the administrator, because you obviously know more than what the guy does. I mean, there are options. You just go a level up and a level up, and you keep going. But don't report it to the guy who's the one who screwed up, because he's going to look to cover his own ass.
Right. And there's stuff like that was just said that I think would have covered my ass if I had thought of it at the time. So that's definitely great advice.
We're trying to get back on schedule with the conference. So maybe we could just go one more time and quickly mention your handles so people know when they can talk to you a little bit on.
I'm a geek, so my handle is geek, that's what I tend to do. Just look at my website, it's scriptfood.net. There's nothing on there, but it's fine.
Fear Free, usually on irc.2600.net, in lots of channels. Fearfree.hopsymedia.com. So www.hopsymedia.com.
And then graphics, and I own commerce64.com. So I didn't come in 2600.net.
Slog403, I own valentinoextract.com.
Super. Thanks to all the panelists, and thanks to the audience. And I'm